this morning, the theme I will talk about is something special. And when I hear the testimony of Joke, and we heard that we may pray each for the other to struggle together, I will deal something of a couple of sermons about giants. These sermons are held in Zwijndrecht. Last time I talked about the giants, and now the giants, they are a group of fallen angels. I think there must come an other technical sound, something. Okay, there it comes. A new microphone. I think now it is better, I hope. Okay, we will hear or not. I don't hear anything. I don't know. I don't hear. No, it doesn't work. Yeah. I hear something and I say something. Okay, thank you. Good. This morning, about giants. That is a group of fallen angels that has sex with women from human beings. These giants were in Canaan and Gaza, and God was angry. The devil used these giants to give chaos. And also now, we have to do with something giants in our lives. Joshua cleaned the country from giants, but there were some left in Gaza. And Gad, that was Goliath, and that was fear. And when he were there, he was feared by Israel. For he was mighty, and he destroyed. And when you are fear, you will be destroyed. You cannot think normal. And you are always in a alarm phase and stressed. You do not cannot find answers. Because also only overwin the giants by faith. That is important. That is the key. We must stand up in faith to overcome. And we have also showed the giant of Asdod. He deceived the people, robbed the love, and lead from the Lord another way to fear or things. sin. And it was Dagon, the demon of the Philistines. But he was deceived by the Lord. He was overcome by the Lord himself. The key to overcome the devil is to stay in the love of Jesus. That you can do to read the Bible, to worship the Lord, to pray every day, to live for him, that he is the center of your life. For the struggle is about him. And the devil also take you away from Jesus. It's so beautiful, but it is a wrong relation. So throw away the demons out of your life. And the third giant, I will tell you something about him. Judges 16. The key is that you can overcome. Not to fight him. The strongest man . It is not that you can overcome him with violence and power, but by the Spirit of God. You cannot overcome the giant of Gaza with power. Now I don't know where he is. What verse is it? Judges 16. The Philistines wanted to kill Samson in the middle of the night. What part is he reading? Oh, sorry. Samson went to Delilah, a whore. Samson went into the Philistines, in the world of whore. And today it is also the most great giant is sex and sexuality. And horror, and how can we overcome him? How can we overcome sexual immorality? That is the deceiver from these days. Lust, your flesh, to make you a slave, and you lose, and gives you and rob your identity. But Samson went to this whore. See, he comes to these women, and all the men said, Samson is here. That is when a child of God comes in the enemy's surroundings. And now they went to the enemy. him and said they will slaughter him, will kill him. That's always what the devil wants, to kill you as a child of God. In the spiritual world, it is a dangerous world. Fallen angels, demons comes to you. And so they come also to Samson. He cannot go away. He was a Nazarene of God, a man of God, and he has long hair, and it was made not clipped. He was a man with a man of God, and he was a strong man. He could overcome all the animals with his power. And when he came with to Delilah, Samson will not turn to God, but he goes his own way. And he was tested. And every time he says, "Oh, my power is there, I can overcome." He doesn't say where he is reading. Delilah was a whore, and devil would deceive Samson. He was flesh, he was in his flesh and not with the Lord. He went his own way to the whore. He loves Delilah. And Delilah wants to know what his secret is from his power. Verse 15. She says, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when you won't confide in me until then?" He has had only sex with her, but was not enough for Delilah. That is also what the devil does. He begins on a field that you cannot withstand, and there after that he wants your heart and your life. Verse 15. You didn't say what is your secret of your power. "No razor has ever been used on my head," he said, "because I have been a Nazarite set apart to God since birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent a word to the rulers of the Philistines. Come back once more. He has told me everything. Yes. And they came. And he shaved his head. And his power was went away. And then she said, "The Philistines, Samson, the Philistines come coming." And he thought that he was strength again, but he didn't. Then the Philistine seized him, cocked his eyes, and took him down to Gaza, binding him bronze shackles, which set him grinding in the prison. But the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. It was dramatical. A dramatical story from a man of God. You see that Delilah has the goal to set Samson in a prison. Day after day, she asked him. So, don't start a correlation with an oar. Simpson came to her, and it was legal that they came to him and asked him all about him, because of the sexual community he had with her. Sexual one unity, and the spiritual authority came above him from the woman. This is a message that I will give to you also. When you give you rights to a sexual relationship, you will lose the relation with the Lord. It is an open door in the spiritual world. And that will destroy your heart at the end. Simpson was a normal human being and not a man of God. And Delilah gave her whole body in this relationship, and she overcame. And Samson was crazy for her. And then Delilah knows, now it is time. Just like the enemy, he waits and waits and waits, and then he sets his claws in you, and give you the poison that will kill you. It is what happens in Simpson's lives. He was the subject of the Philistines. And they mocked about him, they laughed about him. The great demons came over his life. And his both eyes were taken away. And they bind him with bronze shackles. And he was in the prison and grinding with in there, going around and around. It began that he came on the enemies, the fields of the enemy. And so it can also go with us, since we do not be in the neighborhood of God when we go on the wrong terrains. And then the sin comes and the feeling of guilt. That was also so... In the Proverbs we can learn about it. Yeah, I don't know. Proverbs 7, verse 6. At the window of my house, I looked out through the lattice. I saw among the simple and noticed among the young men. At the twilight, at the day of fading, in the dark of night setting. And then came a woman out to meet him, dressed like a prostitute and with crafty intent. She is loud and deviant. She took hold of him and kissed him, and with a brazen face she said, "I have fellowship offerings at home. Today I fulfilled my vows." I have perfumed my bed and my with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deep of love till the morning. My husband isn't home. He has gone for a long journey. And he took his purse filled with money and will not be home till full moon. And she puses words, she led him astray. All at once he followed her, like an ox going to the slaughter. Like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways and stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down the chamber of death. What a message for us. Clear and there is one focus that is, want your wanting at your flesh to go. And that starts when you come in the zone of a wrong woman or wrong man. And then you will lose. A contra part in the Bible, Genesis 39, Joseph. Joseph will not go astray. He was an enormous man. And Pharaoh, he was with Pharaoh's wife. Potiphar was an Egyptian who had one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. But the Lord was with Joseph and prospered, and he lived in the house of the Egyptian. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in the eyes of him and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of this whole household. Put him in charge of his whole household. And from the time he put his in charge of his household, all of what he owned, it was blessed. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had. So he left in Joseph's care everything he had, with Joseph in charge, and he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph has a he had a wife, and she was beautiful. And she said, "Come to bed with me," but he refused. "My master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns is entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And one day, he went into the house to attend his duties. And none of the household servants was inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, come in bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. So we see a story from Joseph, a beautiful man, young man, but the Lord is in his way, in his life, and he get everything from Potiphar. And the wife of Potiphar looked at him, and she waited upon a chance, like a serpent. And the Bible says also, day and night she spoke with Joseph, come into my bed. And this the kingdom of the darkness. They will every time it comes again, come. And she thinks he has success. There happened something, and it is a principle. Do as Joseph, and be sure in every situation with the Lord. Have faith in him, stay with him, be in charge with the Lord. He knew what he could do, and he knew what things were from him and from Potiphar. He had authority, also, but not over the wife of Potiphar. What is your authority? What are the borders from your authority? In verse 8, you read, he said he refused. He knew what the sins were. He knew his border. And it was a risk, this refusing. Because the woman had a strong and high authority. And verse 9, how should I do this great wrong thing? Joseph respected more his Lord than this authority of this woman. And she said, come in my bed. But he left his clothes and he went away. He ran away. Joseph ran away. He went away from her authority. All the mights and the things we must flee away, we must run away from. Run away from sexual relations with another woman. In her zone, she is mighty. Come not in her zone. And the danger is there. Don't flirt with the whore of Gaza. Playing with that world is very dangerous. You cannot be in that zone. You lose. And then you fell down from a high level. The giant of Gaza is stronger. That is the lesson. This, go away, run away from that authorities. Day and night, you go and can go to websites, to zones where you do not must go. Don't do it. Go not into the authorities. Be and stay in the authority of God, in His zone, nearby Him. I and my house, I will follow Jesus, says Joshua. I will follow my God. And so we must have a unity also in our church. Walk in the light, even in the night. God will is that we are children of the light, living out of mercy. Do not test it. Do not test and prove. Stay with God. And do not think that you are strong enough. When you have sins, go back to the throne of mercy and tell God what happened. I have looked to wrong sides. I have been with wrong people, wrong women or wrong men. I should not have done it, but I did. So tell it to God. Tell it to Him. Come to God with your stories and come into a good balance with Him. And we have, we do not want to speak about it with other people, but it is good to do it first time to God and maybe sometimes also to your own wife or your own man or your husband. And I will say to you this morning, be honest in the sexuality, in your life. If you give your sexuality to the Lord Jesus, you are safe. And with all your feelings, and He will give you the borders and help you. And He will give you peace within His zone. You know the borders, and He will give you the borders. So daily you must take up your cross. Who is from Christus, who is from Christ the Lord, they have lay down their burdens and everything of the flesh on the cross of Jesus. Galatians. I cannot read what it is. Galatians and something. You cannot take away your flesh, you are living in it. But stay with Jesus. You cannot say, away with my flesh. No. You can do one thing, to run away, to run to God, to His Son. Stay with Him. You can also get peace, only get peace with the Lord, not when you stay in the flesh, never. How can we overcome the flesh? And must we have all rules and something and dogmas and... No, then you will be frustrated and you will go the wrong way. You cannot take away your sexual feelings. Give it to God. Give your life to God. Give it over to God. What should we do with our flesh, our hopelessness? It must be brought in the death of Christ at the cross. Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, you must cross yourself every day and take up your cross. Galatians 5, when you have been crossed by Jesus, all your things, your flesh. Galatians 5, verse 24. I choose for Christ. I say to you, when you do that, preventive, Pray every day that you may be in the zone of the Lord, and He will come with His Holy Spirit. And you are responsible what you do, with what zone you will be in. You can choose, and that is your personal responsibility. When we live out of the Spirit of God, we can find a way. We are no people from the flesh, but from the Spirit. He has given us the life of the Spirit in us. Be welcome. It is an answer of God, a word of God. You can give your sexuality, your whole life, your feelings to God. God knows it. God knows that you are a sexual man or woman, but He will give you peace when you stay with Him. Not in your own power, but in the power of the Spirit who lives in you, then you know I am crossed by Jesus, and the Christ is living in me, and my flesh I give to God by faith, to the Son of God who lives in me and have loved me. You can read it in Galatians 5, verse 20. Thank you, Lord, that you are our Creator. Also is longing of sexuality. You know it, Lord. And we know that there is a way that will deceive us, but we will give all sexuality, that gift, that beautiful gift to you, and live with your spirit together with other people. And we will live after your way and will. And we will give our feelings and give it to you under your power. You want us that we will be good people, and we can also be good people when you lead us and when we are in your zone. Give us power, Lord, from you, not from myself. And I will give now for everybody here the time to pray to you, to say to you the things we have to say in silence. Thank you, Lord, that you are a merciful God. We can come to you always. We can come to your throne of mercy, and you will give us mercy. The cross has been here in this house 2,000 years ago, and Jesus gave his life for us. And now we can come to the throne of mercy, the mercy seat where you are, and give us mercy, power from you, through the Holy Spirit. Make us holy and clean for you, and that the world can see that I am a child of God, a child of the light that you give to us. And we thank you, Lord. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is time after the service to pray with people here. They are in front here. Or to go to other people, friends you are or